Bad News Army, it's your boy Tall. What's up? It's Sunday. It's been a minute. We're so sorry for taking so long on this new season, but I promise we won't let you down. Matt and I sat down, caught up. We haven't done that in a long time. We needed to do it, just him and I, to remember the reason why we got behind all this. It was, you know, just me and him trying to have cool conversations. It's my birthday today. I'm 39. I'm getting old as shit, but life is good. I can't complain. Enjoy this episode. I hope everyone's good. I know this coronavirus is driving everyone absolutely crazy, but you know, we'll get through it, all of us. Enjoy our chat. Speak soon. Thanks for everything.
Hey yo, bad news. Fuck going on?
Oh yeah, it says record right there.
Look,
you know what's crazy? It didn't say it last time.
It didn't. You know, because there's a button down there in the corner you gotta hit. But you don't have to hit it if you're starting to like an actual Zoom.
Just so we're clear, real quick.
Just so you wanna recount the fans on what happened to us last week?
Matt and I recorded probably the best episode we've recorded in 30 episodes.
Yeah.
And we were flowing. And then we were done. We were so pumped. We were like celebrating.
Matt pressed stop
and he was like doing what he usually does. So downloads and like saves.
Like watch it buffer for a second.
And he's like, I could just see it in his face. You know, you hang out with someone for 7 years and you just know. I saw the fear of the computer in his eyes. And I'm like, what's going on, man? As a joke, I was like, did you just not press record? He's like, nah, I pressed record. You saw me press record.
Did.
And I was like, no, I did. I did see you do it. And guess what, guys? He didn't do it.
Yeah, so all
and
that
he felt
good.
So bad, and so did I. I felt bad for him because it was so good.
Yeah,
it was such a good episode. He's like, I was like, let's just re-record it. He's like, no, I'll figure it out. We're gonna go home. I'm gonna go home and figure it out. I'm like, there's nothing to figure out. You didn't press record.
There's nothing there, bro. I thought maybe like, because there is a feature like on the Zoom where you can hit it to go to the cloud.
Right.
So I thought like maybe I like did it went to the cloud instead of like. Downloading into the doc downloads folder. So I was just like, maybe like fingers crossed prayer.
Stuff doesn't always get saved to the cloud, even when you think it does.
Yeah. And even then I was
a lot of phones like, that I always like, you know, once I like flip phones, it like stops at a certain time. Like I'll get like, I'm a screenshot guy and I save a lot of photos and take a lot of photos. And sometimes when I get new phones, I'll have 10,000 photos instead of 70,000.
Yeah, like,
where all those up? Where did those photos go?
That's always like I just got that new phone. That's one of my biggest fears, like the porting over to the new, to putting all your info in there. Because when I got the XS, that one after I had the 6, I just started it fresh, and I thought that was like the best way. But I had that phone so sick that I was like, man, I don't want to start over with this one, you know, because I had so many photos and all those text messages and shit. So I ported it over. It took about an hour because they have like a new thing now where you just like take your old phone and you like hover it. Over your new phone and they like port, you don't even have to like plug them in. You just take your old phone and you just like hover it. It's kind of crazy. And then it like brings us up like this barcode and the barcode looks like a bunch of like flying pixels in a circle. And you got to use the other camera to take a picture of that flying circle barcode. Super wild. But then, you know, still like you said, like none of the passwords really ported over. I guess the photos looked like all my text messages and photos were there, but I didn't really like know for certains.
Fuck.
And when is that point though, like where you like, you know, like I remember when the phones were like just starting coming out, you like cherished having all those photos.
Mm-hmm.
Has it became a point where like photos are now disposable, like music, and you just like don't care about them as much as you used to care about them?
I guess you're right. Cause like, I don't know why I take so many photos and even screenshots. Cause I would say like, I only go back like 20% of the time. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna need this one day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need this. Matt and I can work off of this.
For sure.
I just, once I take that photo, it's like my memory is just like.
I do the same thing with like fonts and
layouts.
I'm like, ooh, this is so hard. Yeah. And then I look at it like, why'd you take a screenshot of this fucking highlight room bullshit? Like, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Well, you got us ranting for 5 minutes.
Yeah. It was tight though. You know, so bad news.
Bad news. We're back. Again.
Back. This is episode 35.
Wow. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's pretty a lot, man. We went through a lot. We've been through a lot. We're still fucking coronavirus is officially taking over the world, like for real, for real. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
The you end of the world is for really coming around.
Man, and I think I went to the bar earlier and there all the girls at the bar are kind of preparing. Kind of was like this mindset.
It's over.
And it was weird too. They weren't even like saying like in a positive mindset, like, oh, maybe he won't. They're all just saying like, when we get shut down. And I was just like, yo, why are you guys so adamant about like getting shut down?
He's shutting down.
I think he's just holding back right now because he's got the vid. So he can't really like come out and be like active right now because he's all sick.
I think
sick
next boys. Wednesday that fool's going to be like, no Thanksgiving.
He guys didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I told you. Well, that's the thing. Like that's how it's going no matter what.
Oh yeah, it was just like a setup for him to say that.
It's going that way no matter what. A lot of things have happened. Well, I went and took a little trip to Detroit.
Yeah, we were recording before you were going to Detroit. You were all stoked.
I was so stoked. Went, had the best trip. I took Tim with me this time. For those that don't know, Tim's one of my best friends. He owns Ridge Production, does all of our video work for mine and Matt's company that we work for. Awesome guy. I've known him since about 7th or 8th grade. He's great. He's a psychopath. But we went together and we had such a good time. And it was cold, but it wasn't like crazy.
It was just the crispies.
Yeah. And then, you know, we went to visit Revoke and a few other people. And we took Tim painting with us, which was like amazing.
Were you there? How long was Tim there? Tim there the same time as
you?
Yeah,
he landed. I landed a few hours before him. So I Revoke and I went to like lunch. I went to see his wife and daughter who are close friends of mine. And that was really fun. I love Detroit. I don't know if it's because I only go there for like a couple days and I'm like, it's like the best time, you know, but I would probably live there because you could live there for so cheap.
Yeah. The suburbs are where it's at though.
Oh my God. It's like, you can get the nicest house.
So many people think like Detroit, I don't want to live in the city. It's like, yeah, you don't know. It's never like that anymore.
Yeah, it's not now. It's still, trust me, it's got its parts, but like, Detroit's beautiful and it's fucking cracking.
Yeah.
We drove by, Jason took us by the new Ford headquarters and it used to be like the old train station or something like that. Like that's like where everyone used to go and it's fucking mind blowing. It's amazing. Like architecturally Detroit is, man, it's coming so back. It's amazing. It's like stupid. I can't.
So you went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Nice. I got home Monday, super, just super right
back
early,
to work on Monday.
And then went straight to the building
that I
live at.
You never stop.
1505.
Yep.
Great little building. It's fun.
The flight there is like 3 hours, you said, right?
Yeah, nothing. Flight back is 4 hours. I slept. I couldn't fall asleep. On the way there, I fell asleep on the way home. I slept for like 2.5 hours and then watched a movie and I was home.
Schmoops. Any good movies on the planes?
Bethany Hamilton documentary. She's the girl that got bit by a shark in
Hawaii. Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Like the movie was cool with Dennis Quaid and stuff.
So like a live action kind of thing?
It's shot beautifully. Like you'd like it, Matt. It's really good. They shot it really good. It's got every surfer in the world talking in there. You know, I had a lot of friends in that documentary. It's really, I got choked up a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl has been through a lot, you know, man, it is just even watching her like cut fruit. She does it with her to hold them. She holds it with her hand, her feet. And I was like, man, like it, I know that's like nothing, but like, that's like nothing compared to what this chick just, she surfed Jaws. You know, Billy was telling us like the biggest, one of the biggest waves in the world. She's like.
And so what, she doesn't have any arms or just
one arm? A tiger shark got her in Kauai. Dude, it's literally like.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
You got to watch it. It's so good.
Man, I'd never surf again if a guy hit
bro,
by a shark.
She was in the water 7 weeks later.
That's like the thing I guess you'd always fear, right? It's like, remember when that video of Mick Fanning and he's like punching the shark in the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it took him like a little while to get back in the water because he was like had the
bro. You know, that freak. My friend Strider, like he was the one like talking. He's the one you're hearing on ESPN. Everyone was just like, oh my God,
you punch him in the head.
Yeah. So that's funny.
So you recommend it though?
I totally recommend it. Nice. It's Bethany Hamilton. I don't know what it was called. I think maybe Soul Surfer, but I think that's what the movie was called. So. The real movie with like Dennis Quaid. So I don't know.
So wait, there's a doc and a real movie?
It was a real movie that was massive, like crazy big.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid plays the dad. I forgot who plays the girl.
But this is the doc about the movie?
This is just a documentary about Bethany Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
And cool. It's fucking awesome. It's got everyone in it. Everyone's in it.
So fuck with the doc and then go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Or watch the movie, then fuck with the doc.
I would watch the doc first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking Dennis Quaid, man. That guy doesn't ever want to hang it up.
No, he won't, dude. Look at Randy. Now he's homeless, just living in Canada because he was like, he gave up on America.
Oh, man.
And then that's it. You know, like it's interesting. The world looks like it's about to like literally shut down again, which is really, really scary. You know, it's crazy. I was telling Matt earlier, everyone, I posted something from Dave Portnoy last night. He was, you know, he was kind of ranting on, you know, about how everything's going and how we're probably going to shut down again. And he was backing up like small businesses and how they're not going to, you know, they're not going to make it. And everyone feels bad. I feel bad. I'm like, I have a lot of those friends that are not going to make it. They're not going to make it. And who knows what's going to happen, you know, and it's scary. It's a scary time, you know, and he's talking about it and he's saying his argument is like, yo, people should be able to make their own choice. You want to go out and eat? Go out and eat. You're scared of coronavirus? Stay the fuck home. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. I'm that guy. I don't want to be stuck at home for another fucking month.
Yeah, for sure. You don't want everything to get shut down because
no.
It's like always like that case of like, we have to do it because someone else fucked up kind of thing.
Yeah.
We can't just be responsible.
Bro, it's fucked up.
It's always like that. You know? There's always one bad apple that ruins it for everybody.
It was funny because MJ, you know, Trav's fiance, she wrote me this morning and she's like, you didn't get any shit for this? And I'm like, no. She wrote me at like 5:30 in the morning. And I swear to God, right after she wrote that, I got like 20 fucking like, you should be ashamed of yourself. I was like, okay, thanks. And then Amelia wrote me, you know, and he told me his side of like what he thinks. And I'm like, okay, I see that. That's fair.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I'm like, I get it. It makes sense. You gotta
watch out for the hospital.
Yeah. He's like, you know, what about our front line? And I'm like, bro, I'm not saying I'm siding with him.
Yeah.
I get it. I said, everyone should repost it.
Yeah.
I was more looking at it as like small businesses. Dude, go to LA. It's sad. Go to Philly. It's sad.
Yeah.
Detroit was like kicking Tim and I out of like a restaurant. Like, you guys got to leave. We're shutting down. Bro, these people aren't going to make it. This one restaurant me, Revoke, and Tim ate at the night before their shutdown, they were telling us, like, bro, we've been open for 90 days. We're about to shut down again.
Jesus Christ. And it's like the big time of year, too. Like the
100% Christmas. People season. Are coming home for Thanksgiving. You know, they're staying till the new year.
Gotta go out.
It's like 70 days of like money because everyone's around.
That's where everyone makes all that back end money is in that 100%. Fourth quarter. So if we can, you know, and then you go into the first quarter, you don't make any money because everyone's saving because they just spent a bunch of money on New Year's and Christmas. So like businesses usually have a hard time those first 4 months anyways.
So it's really sad, man. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. It's too weird too. You see some stuff like that on the internet and you like repost it and you want to share it and like help spread the word, but you're like worried that like people are just like either A, they're not going to like listen to it all the way, or B, they're just so like stuck on their opinion that they can't like see through it. And they're just going to like hate and be like, you know, like send some negativity towards you.
For sure.
Like I watched some other guy, so many people, he actually goes by the handle Goldberg, and he posted something and man, so many people came at him and like, he eventually was like, hey, he even wrote some guy like, hey, you have a stupid ideas and your opinion shit, but you post great content, so I'm gonna keep following, you know, to the point where like these people that even follow you, they're almost following you out of negativity, you know.
Right.
They're like wanting to just like watch you like post shit so they can hate on it, which is kind of sad, but I hope, you know, you got like a more positive fan base than most.
Yeah, no, for sure. But
you know, like big, like, you know, like Dave could probably use like some bigger people to repost that, but like, who wants to take a risk if you have like that kind of caliber? Like Dave, he can, because he really has like, he's like got that fuck you kind of money. But a lot of people in that position, like even if they did agree, it would be very hard for them. Like if they had a power or a say to repost something like
people
that.
People agree, man. I know people agree. Everyone's,
I know.
Think
it's
even
just,
big
it's just
companies,
a sad world that you
I
can't
mean, if
say
we have
anymore.
To shut down as a casino, like casino company, bro, it's, we have probably over 12,000 employees.
You yeah,
know,
man.
It's like,
and people just got back, you know, people just got let go or furloughed and or told to stay home for a little while, you know.
And I feel for our bosses, you know, it's like shutting down. I don't know if any could. I don't know if any company from all the way from the Strip to all the way to where we're at can make it.
No, especially, you know, Vegas is like in for a crazy, like, no one's really said any, well, like, you know, the shutdown's already affected for 2021, like with the conventions and a lot of those conventions pulling out. Bro. Like, not only like if the whole economy opened back up, like Vegas is still going to be in for a hard time next year, you know, because there's not going to be those heads and beds and those people in the restaurants and things like that. You're going to see a lot of weird shit.
I agree with you.
And I think like even people planning to open up next year, it's like, man, I feel bad because like you plan to like have those, like the CESs and the SEMAs and all that shit to come in town and do those buyouts because we you know, it makes it, you know, like it's the behind the scenes shit you don't see. And like, it's for everybody. I was even in Sedona and the people in Sedona were saying like, you know, they just opened and they were like, you know, they weren't talking about, we hadn't got to that closing up portion yet, but they were saying, you know, how hard it was for them as a company to get people to come back. It's only like 200 people, you know? So yeah. they really relied off like conventions staying in Scottsdale or, you know, that would come out to there and like buy out that whole compound because it was only 200 rooms and like house their, all their team. But now they're not doing that. So they don't have those big money buyouts.
Right.
And like, that was really going to hurt them. And they were even like knew that coming into it. So they were like, they were shaved off like their steakhouse and like they were cutting corners already. So I can only imagine what it would be like if you went May or March of next year, you know?
Yeah.
What's sad, you know, and I only hope like, I did read something on the positive note that like, you know, a lot of people in the economy sense made a lot of money off the stock market because the stock market took a huge dip.
100%.
Even like I saw like people that I would never expect to be posting on the stock market thing. But then just in like the scare tactic alone, a lot of people started like saving money again.
Right.
You know, putting money in the savings and in like squirrel funding because they're worried that this might happen again. So, you know,
yeah,
if,
they were right.
Yeah. And they're right. But they're also, there was like a bunch of economists saying like, if it didn't happen again, these people would have all this like liquidity and be able to come out and you'd see like a growth in 2021 that you'd never really seen because the middle class finally has savings and middle class for so long, never really, they only live like,
check to check.
Yeah. Like $1,000 at a time.
That's funny you say that. I think that's the new generation is very check to check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they don't know, like,
well, I don't think they've ever had to worry about like money not being like there or work not being there or like having to like, you know, as much as like they've always had to worry about like coming out of college and getting a job, there's always been like jobs per se. They're not like not well paying jobs, but there's always been like work to be had, you know, or like if you're willing to take it, you know, I guess like that's like the more self standard. Like I can go work at grocery store, you know, per se. And some people are like, I would never do that job anymore. I got a college degree. I need to do this. But like now more than ever, I think there is a lot of like jobs for common folks. You know, there's a lot of like, there's a lot of opportunity out there. So I think kids have always grown up with just like so much money. And if the minimum wage goes up, what was like minimum wage when you first got your first job? Do you remember what it was?
Oof. The first job I ever had that I worked at was that I actually got a check in was Color Me Mine. You ever know what that is?
No.
It's like a pottery spot that you could like paint, that you could like paint and then like, glaze it, you know?
Yeah.
I was probably junior in high school.
So that was like fucking ended like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I remember like
fucking probably like $7, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I think mine was like $7.25 or $7, I think was my first job, like hourly. And now, like, they're talking about like kids, they don't start until $10 minimum. And then, like, you know, Joe Biden was trying to run that he wanted to push up the national average to $15 an hour. And I was like, dang, that's fucking, that's like not bad money. But
right,
if I was a high schooler making $15 an hour minimum wage, I'm fucking, that might not be bad. You know, I might be living kind of nice.
I mean, I might go work at In-N-Out.
Dude, you can be a man. You can be a
GM, make over $100,000 a year, full benefits, and be the happiest man in the fucking world.
Yeah, just or smell girl, like burgers or woman.
I'm cool with that. I love In-N-Out.
Yeah, but you don't think it'd ruin it for you? Those fuckers don't eat that shit.
Nah.
I'll
tell you what, there's days where I wake up and I get so stressed out and I literally, I'll sit in the car and be like, I swear to God, I can move to a different state where no one knows me, get off social media, work at Starbucks or In-N-Out or fucking somewhere where it's just like, yo, it's just paycheck to paycheck. I just got to do that is just like, I just got to live like that forever, because sometimes I put so much work into what we do for a living that like sometimes it feels so unappreciated. It's the hardest thing. Even though I know our team like appreciates everything I do, you know, like they'll all go to bat for me and they're still like, man, I got to do this and this and this. And so I'm like, do you know how long that fucking takes?
Yeah.
You know, and I see it, bro. That happened yesterday when we presented like the feedback to you. I could see that you were getting heated, because sometimes, and this is on me, I'll be like in a meeting, I'll be like, Matt can do this. And then I'll take it back to Matt. And then he'd be like, it's not like it's a fucking square tall and I could fit all this shit in here. And I'm like, all right, man, I totally get it.
We just see it differently.
Yeah, we see it differently.
So you're like, it can be done. And I'm like, yeah, I can. A, yes, it can be done. Yeah. But B, it's like, it's not as easy as like.
No, I know. And that's my problem, because Matt is so good at graphic design, guys, that like he can make anything work. He'd just rather fight with me. And tell me that.
I think, you know, those people in that office, that meeting too, they're all like, whoa, that guy's talking back to Tall. Cause I don't think people,
they don't understand that Matt and I are,
I'm not doing that.
They don't understand that Matt and I are pretty much brothers.
Disagree with you.
And I'm like, Matt, why are you fucking getting like this right now? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, well, you guys got heated. I'm like, that's nothing, bro. Bro, Matt's seen me get mad. That's just me and Matt talking.
But like, I don't know. I think that's, it's hard. We were talking about in that last pod that I thought was so good was about the appreciation factor and how many bosses, you know, think they're very appreciative, and how many employees, it was like on the boss side, like 66% of managers and bosses thought they appreciated their employees and that their employees felt appreciated.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that when they pulled those employees, it was only like 23% felt appreciated. So it's like, I don't know if that's like participation awards, like mentality, like everyone needs to get pats on the back, even if you didn't do shit. And then there's maybe the ones that are like, because everyone gets so much credit and pats on the back that like when they do excel, they're like, yo, I would like some more than a pat on the back kind of thing. So it's like this double-edged sword, you know, because you can't like favor one person, because now it's like the society where everyone has to be equal and get all the same kind of, you know, admiration. But like if someone does succeed and crushes it on a continuous basis, how do you keep telling, like, you know, like I say too, like when someone tells you like you're good at graphic design, like it's cool. Like it's like when your boyfriend keeps telling you you're beautiful for so long, like a girl after a while be like, I get it. You know, you fucking said I'm beautiful. I get it. Like, you know, there's like, even though in your mind, you should still be very appreciative of someone's telling you for the umpteen thousandth time that you're great at graphic design, but like in your head, it just doesn't have that same, doesn't resonate.
Right.
You know? So it's like, 'cause it's kind of like weird scenario that I think sometimes people are like, I don't get it. But when they do get it, it's just, it doesn't sink in, 'cause they're so like 100%. Hard edge. They're like, I didn't either, in their head, they're like, I didn't do enough to deserve the credit. So they're kind of like, man, I don't need it. Or they're just like humble dudes. And they're just like, this is how I work.
Right.
I just keep pushing. Like, don't ever say that to me. 'Cause this should be normal. Like you should never be like, Matt's good at graphic design. You should just be like, Matt's good at his job, you know, per se. Because that's all it is. But I don't know. I think you could play like in that. I think there is something to be said about being a good boss and like motivating your team and like always telling them like, you do a good job with that with me. Yeah. And I've like really taken that into like my other, like telling Emilio and my other guys like, hey man, you guys are crushing it. And you guys are, I love that you guys are work so hard. And you know, that you guys make me look good. Because, you know, like if you don't stop and say those things, like even though they only take you a minute to say, like it really kind of like makes you at least feel good. Like, he notices, you know? Yeah. And like sometimes from your bigger bosses, it doesn't feel as good. But from like the real people that you care about, absolutely. Like if Alex or somebody said it to you, then
that's Alex one said it to me at a Red Rock thing.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa, Alex hyped me up so much. And I was just like, the next day I was like, bro, I forgot to say thank you.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, it's the truth. And I was like, yeah, but no one ever talks like that about me.
But even if they did and you didn't respect that person like as much as you respect Alex, it wouldn't have the same value.
It's funny. I was, you know, Kel's hit me up today just to check in. He's like, I fucking miss my friend. I was like, bro, I've just been letting you work, you know? And he's like, bro, we're fucking brothers. And he's like, where have you been? You know, we were catching up. And I was just telling him, like, he's like, are you good? And I was just like, you know, I have my days just like you.
Yeah.
You know, like you're always mad at the world, you know, when, you know, things don't go your way. I feel like I'm not anywhere near where I want to be in life.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not. There's so much.
Do you think it's just like a creative thought though, like a creative like mindset, like that you're just never like satisfied? Like it's never like going to be enough? Because I think that there's a lot of people out there that like would like drop dead to be Tal Cooperman. Like, regardless of what you have now, would like live in this world and shoes.
They don't want to
like,
leave. Oh, they don't cool. want to live.
But I'm just saying, like, you never know that. Like, yeah. to you, you're just like, I got to keep growing and keep yeah. moving. But like, to some people, they're just like, man, I wish I could even be in that.
It's funny. Like, I'll pull some, you know, I'll pull Magic Rabbit stuff for some certain yeah, people. You know?
Yeah.
And how'd you do that? Like, years of fucking practice and years of relationships. It's like, dude, I couldn't get that. Like, you know how hard I try to get it? I'm like, well, I just called that person.
Yeah, I just reached out.
Yeah.
But like, even me, I still feel like I'm pretty cool. I couldn't reach out like that, you know?
Yeah, well, you're the fucking cool.
But you know, like, I think there's just something about being creative. Like, even Kel's like, you know you have it, you know what you're good at, but you're just like, all right, now I can really like, I got to get all the world's.
Look how long it took him to get a number one record.
Like, you know, a magnifying glass, and you can burn shit, but when you really hone that motherfucker and you get that shit perfect,
yeah,
man, you're cooking, you know? And I feel like everybody feels like that at some point in their life. They're like, all right, I'm there. I got the magnifying glass. It's starting to cook. Now I just got to keep fucking getting that thing hotter and hotter.
That's how I feel about like that thing we presented the other day. You know, yeah. I'm just like, don't question me. Let me just fucking go do it with my team.
A lot of it's like, just let me fail too. Like,
yeah. Like, if like, it fails, then I'll be like, wow, you guys said I told you so. But
yeah,
but I don't know how to fail. I'll make it work no matter what. People will be talking about it.
Yeah. But there's also like, I'm also the kind of person that if I do fail, I'll be the first to admit it. I'm not going to be like, point my finger on somebody else. Like, I want to take a chance. And then if I want to also wear all the blame if it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. The one thing I feel like,
but I think that's why you stress so hard too, because like, you know that at the end of the day, you can't put it on anybody else. No. Like, when you make these things come to life, like, it's all on Tal.
And a lot of people are scared to like stand up to the bosses, where I'm like,
yeah, totally. Who cool. wouldn't be?
Are you going to fire me?
I sat in that meeting. I saw those eyes. It's intimidating. It's the craziest poker game you'll ever play.
You know, like, my boss now that I answer to, his name's Cord, and I look up to him. You know, he's the man. He's like, he's got his shit together. And like, the other day he was just like, you fucking did great, you know, presenting this thing. And I was just like, man, it's like, are you sure? He's like, yes, you did really, really well. Like, it was awesome. And I was like, all right. He's like, sometimes people need to tell you things like that. And I was like, yeah.
It's just like, especially like, you know, just some, also let me like run with this and then come back and be like, yo, now I can really be like, told you so.
Even when we were selling it, I was like, I literally, everyone was laughing in the room, and I don't know if they were laughing at me or at like the videos.
That's what I was like, but I said on the phone call, you need to get hype like that.
You know, yeah. And I was like, I looked at the bosses and I was like, I know you two think I'm fucking crazy right now. And they're like, we actually don't. And I was like, oh, you don't?
Yeah. Man.
Or do you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, yeah, like,
no, because you believe it, you feel it, you know? Like, I had a,
yeah,
I had a basketball coach once though, and I was in middle school, right? And then the next year I went to a different coach, and he was like way more conservative. He didn't get excited. He liked to sit down the whole time and just like more like, you know, still like poker face. Oh shit, my mic. But it wasn't as fun, you know? Like, it didn't have like, when that other coach got hyped, man, and he hyped you up too, like that whole moment, the whole camaraderie was so hyped that you need that. But then at the same time, you feed off that.
Yeah.
So when he got hyped, I remember like, you could feel it too. So like, whenever I saw someone present something or tell me a story and they're animated, it's like, you fuck yeah, tell me more of that cool story. But if they just tell you a cool story and they're just like, and then I went to the store, you're like, fuck out of here with that shit. You know, you need that. And I think that's what helps me a lot in conversations, is I get really passionate about it and I can like really sell it. And if you can get, and I knew you were getting passionate too, I can only imagine like how you, I wanted to be there and see it first.
Bro, I was just like, this is the guy, you know? And like, the problem with me is like, I have so many friends, like, you know, it's not to sound cocky. Like, I have so many friends that I either hype up or I want to do work with. And I've known Matt Cutchell for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do something with him right now. And he, to me, is a fucking genius, you know? And I'm like, this is our guy. This is our guy for this project. Sorry, I can't talk about what it is, but this is our guy that I want, you know? And they're like, okay. But it's like, it's, I think a lot of people laugh at me in the room, because it's like, I'm like, I've known this guy since he couldn't put two nickels together. You know, him and my brother lived on couches and like
crazy stories,
and they're like, and they're all probably like, yeah, okay, right. I'm like, no, that's, they fucking did. And they were in a band together that got to be pretty successful. And now Matt is like one of the funniest comedian, like skit guys on Instagram. And it's taking him so far where I'm like, this dude's doing stuff for McDonald's. He's doing, you know, like he's so big. Like he's like the face of Audi or Jeep or something. Like, I'm just like, bro, like,
remember just we were fucking around like, and you know, like weird kind of like plants aligned kind of thing. Like this time last year, we were kind of like thinking about something that could involve him. And it was already like, no, I'm taken. Be busy. And like, it's just weird how like, you know, like a year later, it can work out for something completely 100%. Different. You know, I always wonder about like those business deals that fall through, but then come back around.
Right. You know, and right now it's,
you know, it's cool
right now. Hopefully I get to bring it to life with Matt. We've been working on something really cool.
So what was the band your brother was in with Matt? What was the name
it
of the
boys.
Band? The It Boys. Yeah. And it was like an emo band.
It was
what
like
kind
a
of band was it?
Man,
it was like, what kind
they're of, like a pop punk, not like, punk. It was pop rock almost, you know, and it was Matt, my brother, Tommy, their friend, Jeff. Duck and Judah, who are dude, brothers.
You gotta Google it. It Boys. I it think there's boys. One where they're like on top of like they're like overlooking.
Yeah, LA. We went to this place where Revoke and Aaron, my best friend Aaron, we used to go do graffiti at, and it was like overseeing like all of like Malibu.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's like, and we went there one night, and it's like, by the way, you're on private property. That there, but there's nothing there, right? And we fucking did this video shoot. Like we got lucky that night or that day too. Like fog was everywhere, and it's like
looked all majestic.
Yeah,
and shit.
It was fucking sick.
It was like that same that St. John video, right?
Where yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. There. Remember? Thought, oh my god, remember that?
Yeah, that's where it all came from.
I'm like, Matt, I know where that is. That's in Malibu. That is.
I was like, nah, that shit looks like it's in somewhere tropical.
Yeah, and you're like, oh look, it all says Bali here.
Yeah, right.
No, yeah, but wild. It Boys had a it had they did really well, and then they gave up.
Man.
They just, my brother became like a, you know, pretty big DJ.
The scene changed.
Yep. Matt became Matt. Judah became one of the best barbers in LA. Duck works with Matt on a lot of stuff. Duck is an amazing songwriter. And then Jeff, my brother's best friend from growing up, they kind of lost touch. And I don't know what Jeff does, but I hope he's great because he was a really, really close friend of ours, and I miss him.
Shout out to the It Boys.
Yeah, shout out to It Boys. You guys should all look it up.
Yeah. Go bump them on streams. Get their streams up.
Yeah, their streams. They had another minute. They had a hit for a second.
You know, there's probably people going to be in the comments like, I love It Boys.
Yeah, It Boys are great.
Fuck yeah.
It Boys are fucking buoyant.
Dude, you know, I saw you post some shit on your gram today about George Clooney dropping a million on all his homies.
Went everywhere.
It wasn't just one homie. It was 14 homies.
$14 million went to 14 lucky bastards. And you know what's crazy? I posted that and I totally forgot to just be like, yo, where are all my millionaire friends trying to take care of me as one of their best friends?
It was so funny because I was like showing Amanda, and Amanda was like, you always say you do that too. And I was like, yeah, there's only like a certain mindset of people that were like, would really do that.
They say it until you only have like 50 million and you can't really like, you're like, that can't last that can't last all the way through if I give money out.
Oh man, there was funny ass scene in Silicon Valley where they're like joking about, oh no, it's in Succession, right? Where he wants to buy out like at 250 million and they like make fun of him. They're like, 250 million? You can't do shit with that. You know, they're like, you better live without your whole life.
Right.
You're just rich enough to be rich, but you're not rich yet.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how it feels, but I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, it's always funny too, because like if you could break someone off, like imagine how many, like, I know George is probably a little more, his friend group is probably a little more well off, but if one of those guys takes that million and reinvests it, you don't think George is going to get that million back?
Oh man.
I bet you he does.
He makes it back on credit card points.
I just bet you someone is going to do something super successful with that million and he's going to get it right back. If not for all 14, for all his homies.
I just be like, thanks, man. I just like don't have to stress.
Oh, yeah.
But $1 million isn't that much anymore. I mean, remember the movie Blank Check?
Dude, remember how much shitty? No, actually, you know, I had a school project where I had to buy I had to spend it all the way down to the last penny and then like show everything I purchased. And you can actually buy a lot of shit. $1 million is kind of like crazy a lot of money.
With or without being taxed?
You could include tax if you're like really good at the math. But you didn't have to.
I'm just saying, like, a million, if someone writes you $1 million,
you got to give the government 35, right?
Exactly.
35%.
Unless you live here in Nevada?
I still don't know how that works.
Right.
Because that's, I don't know, that's not like claimed income. So,
damn. And then we talked about Pat and Aaron having beef.
Oh, dude. I saw Pat's going to get another face tat, dude. What do you think about face tats?
I think it works on some people. I'm not the guy that it would work on, but I have some friends who have like a couple like little ones.
You think the society's cooler on face tats now?
I think so.
Remember, it used to be like a career ending.
Yeah, I was like, see you later.
Like, even if you got like that, that like the neck tat, like yeah. below the or above the collar.
Yeah.
What was that called? It was called, almost called like the no job tat.
Oh, shit.
Remember in like certain, like, I don't know. I used to hear, because I don't have any tattoos, so I always hear these crazy like stories about like, you couldn't just go, like I couldn't just go.
I mean, people were, I think I've talked to you about it before. I said people are like skipping sleeves and going straight to the neck.
I know, but I remember that was like a thing that they wouldn't do, right?
Yeah. No, it would be a career. It would be a career killer.
Yeah, but like even tattoo artists would be like, nah, you don't have a sleeve. I'm not going to tattoo your hands or your neck.
And some tattoo artists will still do that.
Yeah. And I thought that was like the thing. Like you gotta get somewhere before you get here.
Yeah, it's fucked.
But yeah, it's just, man, the face tat thing has always kind of like confused me. And then like, don't they wear off though? Like, isn't it kind of like,
no,
like your hand, when you get tattoos on your hands, they kind of wear off too, right?
Yeah, because you use your hands all the time and the sweat always like, it fucks with it.
But you don't think like on your face, you're just like,
no, I have friends who've got a lot of face tattoos, and they, most of them got their face tattoos in prison, but I have friends that have really like pretty ones, you know, that look good. Mm. They're still good.
Like Trav.
Yeah, Trav's got, you know, I think he's got, his says blessed or something, and it looks good, but it looks good on Trav because Trav is like,
it fits him, yeah.
You know, Trav is one of the guys that made tattoos cool.
Yeah, especially on your face.
So when Travis Barker gets fucking tattoos on his face, people are like, I'm going to go get a tattoo on my face.
Yeah.
You know, he carries himself. And Trav is also one of the hardest working people I know, where I don't even think Trav needs to work anymore, and it's never going to be enough for him because he loves to work. He's fucking always hustling. He's grinding. He never stops. You know, it's project after project, and I always write him like he's an inspiration because he finished Kelsey's record, went and started another record. Like, it's just like nonstop. It's like all the fucking time, and I look up to someone like that because he's got a family and he still makes time for his kids. And he still makes it to the studio. He still works out. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, bro, like, are you like sleeping 3 hours a day?
Even that, it's like, I'm sure it's the best sleep, you know?
Probably, so you know?
But even if he's not, he just would, he'd still.
Me, I'm in bed for like 2 to 3 hours before I even fall asleep. I'm just looking at the ceiling like, how do I take over the world today, Pinky?
So are Pat and Tim cool now? Do you know if they've
spoken?
Pat and Aaron. Yeah, sorry.
I think Tim like three-way them in or something.
Squashed it?
I don't know if it's squashed. I don't know if anything will ever be normal again, to be honest with you.
Because they were bringing back some like shit from high school.
Yeah. You know, and there were people egging it on, and I was really upset with that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was cool.
I was Gus the Bus fucking, you know, egging it on and made me really angry because of... He just shouldn't egg shit on because he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. You know, so I told him that I really want to punch Gus in the face. You know, and he was
like, don't need to blank Gus's name out of this.
No, I don't give a fuck. Gus can come to my house and I'll punch him. I'll go to his house and punch him in the face. Man. Either way, I'll punch him in the face.
Man, you're so fucking.
When you're talking about my best friend in the entire world, you better believe like the train will come hit you straight in the face.
Yeah, man, but it's like she can't be like so serious on the you know. It's just for
well, that's another thing. Pat took it to social media when he didn't need to.
Yeah, but it's fun and games on the I think.
And Aaron can snap it. Like, Aaron can literally go like this. That's a snap, and then your world as you know it, your little social media world will disappear. You know why? Because my boy spends millions and millions of dollars on ad spends a year. And trust, you better believe that those handles are going straight to Aaron. It's just like,
yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
By the way, I love Pat. That is my brother, straight up.
Yeah, shout out to Learning to Lose. You got to listen to that. That's good shit. I'm all for it. Keep it up.
Matt.
What's up?
I know there is, let's talk about, I mean, it's going to pass by the time this goes up, but like fucking the Jeezy shit that's going to be happening tomorrow.
This is going to be good, man.
Dude, after you and I talked about it this morning and yesterday at lunch, it was all over TMZ this morning.
Yeah, because people, it takes a while. People got to like forget, you know, that shit.
It's like videos.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, man.
Are they going to be in the same room?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. And like, you know, but I think that this might be a good thing. Jeezy's on a whole different lifestyle now.
Yeah.
So, and both him and Gucci. So that's probably good. But I just, you know, you don't know who's in those guys' heads. They're still from those sets and those traps. And there's bodies like on the stake and things like that. But I was just surprised that fucking Jeezy's doing diss tracks on like Freddie Gibbs and 50 Cent and shit. And like, but if he wants that smoke, that's cool. If he's about that. And then like Freddie Gibbs is like going after him, like saying all kinds of crazy shit, you know, like what he did for academics, like, yo, you don't want this. And like, you killed your best friend and you're like going to go sit in the same room with him. He's like, if someone killed my best friend, I wouldn't be, you know, sitting in no room with him. But, you know, supposedly how the story goes, if you're not up to it, is, and I might be kind of like missing some pieces here, but Gucci Mane was sleeping around with like an ex-girl of Jeezy. So Jeezy tried to like more or less supposedly, or what's that? What's the right word that you're supposed to say before that?
Sleeping with his girlfriend?
No, it's allegedly, that's the word I'm looking for. Gucci was sleeping with Jeezy's girlfriend. Jeezy sent somebody within Jeezy's posse, his best friend per se, like his best bodyguard, to the house. They kind of like set him up with that girl. So the girl called Gucci to come over. Gucci was going to be there. They were going to kind of like, you know, set him up where the guy runs in the house. And like, so I guess the altercation went down. Gucci was the last man standing. Supposedly something happens with the body. It gets found behind a middle school like a few weeks later. And then Gucci turns himself in like a week after that. But it was also Gucci was turning himself in for some other stuff. And Gucci was crazily high off codeine for like the last year, right around this 2005. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of like this weird animal where he was even walking balls and trying to get in like fist fights with people, like totally off the rocker, and totally confesses to it, but then tells the police officers that it was in self-defense. And I guess he went to court and got off with it, but eventually got charged with something completely different. And that's why he went to prison for as long as he did.
Right.
But now he's out. But now like that, I was listening to this new podcast on NPR and it's about like the hip hop police. And it's kind of like really kind of like opened my eyes to like the influx of when hip hop police kind of got into hip hop music. And like, they kind of break it down to like, maybe it's happened like right around, like it's before Tupac. It's kind of like when Master P left to go start No Limit and like the South music rise. And that's kind of like when they started like thinking, like, because Master P supposedly moved in to a rich country club in Louisiana Country Club, which is, I guess, was predominantly white for the entire time that it was there. And he moved in and he bought like 12 houses in the country club, and he bought the house right next to the governor. So the governor saw him every day. Supposedly like something happened right around here where they developed this task force. Like, you know, you've heard about it, like the hip hop police per se.
Right.
And the hip hop police, like, I always was like under like is like this task force that was always trying to set people up, like plant guns and like, you know, the guys behind like the Tupac murder and shit like that. But it turns out that like it could dive a lot deeper where they actually like get these ops and these snitches and these, like, you know, these guys, and they make them like, they call them like an industry plant,
right,
per se. Like they put them on, they make them seem really like hip with the scene. They'll make their music pop off. They can do all the, have the power to like control all these things per se. And then, you know, they can get these guy in these rooms with these other rappers, and then they can talk business, and then they can set them up for other shenanigans. It happened to like Lil Wayne. It's happened to a lot of rappers in their careers where they've like eventually got caught for like something that someone's either snitched or told somebody about. But supposedly now it's coming back to like, you know, with Gucci Mane pose, or not, with Jeezy posing with Biden and shit, and then Jeezy dropping this new album where he's wearing like this beret and shit. People are like thinking that Jeezy might be turned op and that he ain't really about that snowman lifestyle that he's been rapping about for so long. But to each his own, man.
Damn.
It's wild. I can't wait to watch. I want to, you know, but this is going to open the door for like 50 Cent and the gang and shit. Yeah. And I'm seeing more of that now more than ever. Like you're talking about, you're seeing a lot of the finally story about the Gucci and Jeezy, but I'm seeing like Whack 100 posting it, and I'm seeing like Uncle Murder and stuff. Like people getting into it now, being like, all right, well, let's figure it out. You know, like,
damn.
You know, Game pretty much said, I don't know if Game said yet, but 50 Cent said like he's ready. And he even went on like Big Boy in the Morning, and Big Boy in the Morning was like, who do you think would be great for a versus with you? And he was like, the Game. Like, there's nobody better. Let's do the Game. And supposedly the Game beef, we were talking about that, they haven't even seen each other in the same room besides like a strip club in LA like a few years back.
That's so crazy. I would love to see that. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and then like that's a whole story. Like supposedly, like either 50 Cent or the Game wrote one another's raps, and then they went in there, and then I can't remember if it was. I think the Game wrote 50's album, and then 50 like went and like sold Game under the bus, kicked him out of G-Unit and all that shit and all that beef.
I don't know the story. And Game's a friend of mine too, so it's like,
yeah, probably there's a lot more to it.
There's so much to it, but like that first 50 record, it's just like,
oh yeah, and that first Game record, men. Oh my god.
Many,
that whole
many,
time period right there, like, Aftermath was just so hot. Like even Sci High the Prince is dropping an album. Shout out Sci High the Prince, but he's dropping it on Tidal, so I can't listen to it yet.
Right.
But Sci High is one of those guys that like from that.
Is Tidal? Do people even listen to Tidal?
I don't know, bro.
I get so angry about that.
I hate when people do exclusives. Like, dude, I almost will boycott your album if you do an exclusive now.
It's so fucked up.
Like, I understand that, like, you don't want to, like, always fuck with the big fish, like, iTunes. And, like, if there's a play involved, because Jay-Z used to do all those plays all the time, like, with Sprint or whatever, where he'd get, like, a million sales and you never have to even, like, drop a single because of how he had, like, a...
That's that 444 record.
Yeah, like, if you bought the... I don't know how it worked, you know? Like, if you got some phone, then you got the shit or, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. You downloaded the T-Mobile app.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what's this?
Okay, Matt's fucking...
Okay, I hope you're still going.
Matt forgot to record.
All right, cool.
Oh man.
So but fuck, I think we covered a lot of what we talked about.
We did.
And some extra stuff. We threw in some extra pieces of brilliance for you.
There's
talk about so you put me on we talked about Yellowstone.
Dude.
So I got
everyone needs to go watch the show Yellowstone. Ask you
if it had some gunplay.
Definitely that's what we're gonna watch tonight is some Yellowstone.
Ask you if it had some titties. Definitely had some titties.
Yep.
So I was all about those two things. It's got a great storyline. You know, and
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner's
young Kevs and yeah. And I remember saying that one of my favorite movies growing up was Higher Learning, and for those kids out there that have never seen that movie, it is one of the best movies ever made because it's about race and, you know, it's about
how it divides people.
It's literally about and you know what's crazy is Tupac was supposed to play
Omar Epps's character
and he just got charged with like a rape charge and had to go to prison. That's why it's in the Tupac movie. He's like how about Higher Learning? He's like, they passed, they went with Omar Epps.
Yeah,
you know. And it's Busta Rhymes is in it, Ice Cube's in it, but there's you know, it's like you got like nerds, black people, skinheads, lesbian, like it covers like the whole tree, right? And Michael Rapaport, fucking man.
Yeah, it's like
he should have got an Oscar for that movie because he really crushed it.
Yeah, he's a young buck in that too.
But the leader of the skinhead guys or whatever, Israeli, so fucking fuck you.
What is that guy's name?
I always forget. But the main guy in that whole crew, he's in Yellowstone and he's fucking plays the biggest badass. Matt's looking it up right now, so I'll just keep talking about it. But he is like, he's like the enforcer for Kevin Costner, and he just like fucking, he's amazing.
Oh, Cole Hauser.
Yeah, Cole Hauser. Shout out Cole.
Yeah.
Huge fan. He had a movie called Paparazzi back in the day.
School Ties is fire.
School Ties is awesome.
Dazed and Confused, fire. Goodwill Hunting,
Obviously, he plays Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's best friend.
Tears of the Sun, fire.
Oh my God, he's in Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis.
Too Fast, Too Furious, fire.
That's right, he plays a drug dealer in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Good Day to Die Hard, fire.
Good Day to Die Hard.
Olympus Has Fallen, yeah, that's right.
But he's got Paparazzi. Yeah. That one's pretty good.
He's got some hitters.
Yeah, he's got hitters.
Fuck with him.
But you won't recognize him because he's got a beard.
Yeah, he's like the enforcer.
And you're like, whoa, this guy's legit.
Kind of like, it does like a good job of like, you know, for like I guess it's not really like a sitcom show. It's not like a big box like channel show, but it has that feel.
Yeah, but it also, 100%. It's great production. And like, I feel like
even the storyline, I was thought like maybe I'd see some like, where's like the low budget actor?
Right.
You know, cause like every like sitcom has like, all right, I got Kevin Costner's, but now I have to get cheap Indian guy.
Right.
I'm like, no, man, they didn't spare no expense. You know, they fucking crushed it.
Yeah.
I thought everybody has like a really good. Like,
it just reminds me of Succession for those of you who watch that show, which Matt put me on that. That show is great. It's that with cowboys.
Yeah. Yellowstone. It's fire.
It's fucking fire.
It's on Peacock though, so it's kind of hard to view. I just went and got the free trial on the $4.99 a month.
Yeah. Fuck it.
It's just like whatever.
I'm into it. I'm all up on it.
I figure that's how it is nowadays. Like, you either have cable and you got it on like the DVRs, or you just have to like spend and then 100%. Cancel it afterwards.
Yeah. 100%.
Or you forget and you're just like, all right, we got to find some other show. Cause there's another show called Brave New World I was going to tell you about. It's kind of tight. Like after you guys get done with Yellowstone,
Alex,
Brave New World.
Our colleague, Alex, he keeps telling me about the new show, The Crown.
Oh, The Crown, but that's like four seasons, man. They got you're deep in that. That's hard.
Really?
That's
a
hard
build. He just started. He says he loves it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the first two. It's good. It's good. Damn. You just put like you gotta want to know about the
Queen. I just gotta finish Yellowstone. I'm all up in that bitch right now.
So you're almost done with two. So you got one more after two.
Right? One more after two, and then that might be it because the end of the fucking world's coming, and people are fucking shoot. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I don't know if it was Matt or something. I was like, yeah, people are shooting. Oh, no, it was Dingo. Dingo and I were talking, and he was like, people are shooting movies. I'm like, yeah, for what, though? There's no theaters. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, you got Coming to America 2 coming on Christmas Eve on Amazon.
Yeah,
it's going to be huge.
Tom Cruise has got to drop fucking
God.
Top Gun for us.
Tommy boy, please drop it on Netflix.
Just give it to
us. Just sign it for like 50 mil.
Even just put it on like Apple Movies where you got to pay $20 to watch
it. I'll pay $30.
You paid $20 to watch Bill and Ted and you know what's crazy? Pissed.
And I was so pissed. And I watched Milan and I paid
damn,
it.
Damn, dog, you must have been hunting. You should just watch movies. Cats if you're that bored.
I was on the plane. I was fucking like, I almost went there. I almost went there. I was like, I will kick my own ass if I watch Cats.
You're not that Jessica yet or whatever
it is. Oh, man. The fuck out of here.
Man, I watched like the first 30 minutes. I didn't even get to Taylor Swift. I watched like the first 30 minutes and I was like, as soon as your boy that's trying to be James Bond jumped up on the screen.
Black dude?
Yeah, the DJ. What's his name? Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He just popped up on. I was like, oh, man, Idris is in this. And then other home, Jason Derulo. I was like, oh, I got to turn this off. This is bad.
Damn.
It was bad. And it's like everything is like giant size for these cats. Fucked up, bro. I'm not even gonna get into it. It's fucked up. Hey, did you find out for me about the prints and the auction houses? Or what is that?
No.
Is that all Fugaz?
I have not. But
what do you think? Fugaz?
I think Fugaz.
We should put a poll up on the gram and think if it's Fugaz.
Look at that.
But you know, I saw, you know, Josh posted his shoes through this company and they seem pretty legit. I just think if I can cop, like, I was going to send you, like, they had some Keith Herrings on there, and I was like, this might be in Tall's price range. Not my price
really?
Range. No. But, you know, you were saying, like, if you get some good shit, you have to have the eye to know what to get.
Yeah. I wonder if I can call Roger right now and he'll pick up.
But, no, you're supposed to figure that out. For now you can sleep.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just fucking.
Guy always gives me projects to do, and I get right back to him.
Yeah, he does pretty well. He still didn't do the fucking trains for me.
Oh, trains, yeah. Dude, they're kind of out of perspective. It's gonna
be I know, hard. That's the problem, but that's why you're so good at it.
Work.
I hired this Photoshop kit to do something for me, and Matt just fucking got so angry. I could just tell he was boiling. He's like, when he says, like, with, like, a nice little smile on his face, like, why didn't you just ask me to do this? And I was just like, oh, man, I'm busy. He's like, oh, okay. And it's like 2 weeks went by, and this fool sends it to me yesterday, and I was like, this is so much better.
Though.
The guy even wrote me. He's like, "What do you think, man?" And I was just like, "Shh,
hey, man. We just need. It's all about content. Just crush. Yeah. Just get it out there.
Trying. We're gonna post it tomorrow.
It's gonna be for you.
Oh, for you.
So, what else is new? What else is coming up?
We got Mary Crimson, which I'm excited for. Oh, yeah, we've been Mary working Crimson. On that. That's at the hotel. We're launching a little lounge. It's gonna look like a fucking crazy like Christmas threw up in a room.
I didn't know. And you showed me a little sneak peek of the room yesterday, and I was kind of like. You know, I was just like, I didn't really have belief in it until he showed me that room. And I was like, damn, this room's pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be cozy.
I'm coming home early from Thanksgiving just to, you know, get wheelchaired out of this place.
COVID doesn't fuck it up.
I don't know, man.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You going to go to the LA?
I'm going to spend it with Aaron.
Gavin Newsom's rules.
Fuck, that guy's breaking his own rules, bro.
They're all getting caught.
The
Chicago mayor, she was out doing a bunch of shit with no mask too.
You can't fucking ask everybody to fucking stay in their house while you're in some fucking golf club hanging out, no masks, drinking, having a good time. Yeah. There's like somewhere you got to cross the line and be like, okay, bro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you got to be
going to see my best friend. I've spent Thanksgiving with my best friend for more than 15 years.
I bet you they're going to do it more. It's gonna be a smaller party than it usually is.
Oh yeah, no. But
you're like part of the family.
It's me and Kellen. Yeah. You know what I mean. So it's like
it's pretty. It's usually like a big party, right?
It's like 50 people usually. Yeah,
they got chairs outside.
We usually it's like the funnest part, you know, for us. Like,
well, that's because you know it's cool, especially like Thanksgiving in California, which is still kind of like not too cute. Yeah,
but you know, people are getting older and. I totally understand that there
kids and shit.
People are stressing.
People don't want to party anymore.
Yeah, so we're just chilling, man. And if that gets canceled, then it's me, you, Abby, and Amanda.
Feast. Bad news feast.
Fucking bad news feast. I'll invite some other people. I just don't want to go to anyone's house here.
Oh, man. I feel like that's kind of the weirdest thing is like, I only feel bad for the people that like don't want to cook.
Yeah.
Or don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, how do I get a meal?
Right.
That's Thanksgiving. But like, if you can whip it up yourself, like, I feel like, man, I kind of enjoy just doing that. I don't care who's there.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to cook like a 17-pound turkey because I need leftovers.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? You know? That's my favorite part. It's the next morning at Aaron's parents' house. It's just like, Allison's got like Ziploc bags of turkey. And it's crazy because we all wake up at like 8 in the morning and we just start grubbing.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
It's because you only want to eat that. Like, I'm only in the mood to really eat turkey and that kind of shit like for like 2 weeks, like right around that period of time.
Yeah,
and then I can go a whole year without ever fucking with that shit again.
That's Abby's favorite is going to Aaron's parents' house, man. It's just like the first time I took her there, it like changed her life.
Yeah, because they got those little thin cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not to mention it's a firehouse and they got those beautiful dogs.
Yep. We got like 9 Newfoundlands.
Dude.
For those of you who don't know what that is, those are like dogs the size of bears.
Yeah.
Like 9 of them. Zombie. And they're all named with Zs. So Zombie, Zydeco, Zorro, Zoopy, Zappo.
You know, like, it's crazy that you said that. Like, your boy, Francis Ford Coppola,
mm-hmm.
when he was coming out of film school, he started a film company called Zoetrope. And Zoetrope is like the device that was made back in the day to like discover if horses really hoofs all left the ground.
What?
And it's kind of what led into like the modern day film. So it's like a circular device, mm-hmm. and they put like picture frames in there, right? Of like stills.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look through like a little slit on the side of the wheel and you mm-hmm. spin the wheel and like the pictures spin at a certain speed. So it actually makes them look like they're live action.
Jeez.
So this was like a way for them to see if when a horse was running full speed, right. if he left, would leave the ground. And then it kind of like made filming and then movies. But, the boy put a bunch of movies on. He got all those all the best directors were all working for him at a time.
Wow.
And he came up with this movie called THX, like 3100. And it had Robert Duvall as the main character. You guys can look it up. It was like a film school movie from the 70s. It's hard to watch. And it actually like, after he showed it to the studio, the studio was like, dude, not only are we not putting this out, we want all our fucking money back. And it fucking crushed all his dreams. Closed his business. Yeah, but I always think Zoetrope is such a hard name. And I see he still like has it in like certain things and he still fucks around with like productions.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do too much directing Zoetrope. Anymore. But you'll see it in
what
movies.
A name. That's pretty
you'll
solid.
See it in movies at the end, in title credits, because he still has like a lot of like sound studios and things that he fucks with. It's crazy. Zoetrope.
Wow. I think next weekend Aloy and Zess are gonna come out to Vegas. Maybe we can have them get on the pod. I personally with myself got really fucking busy and so did Matt.
Guys,
but we love bad news so much.
It's just gonna keep coming.
This ain't going anywhere.
You just posted not too long ago, and I know it's like November now, but like, since we haven't got the chance to do this in too long, I think it was like October 16th or something like that. I think that was the first bad news, right?
Oh wow. Is
it? I think so, man. It's almost been a year of us recording these bad newses. We didn't really celebrate it because we didn't drop our first bad news until March, but we were recording for so long. I think Mark Vetri posted it. Remember? You showed me like he reposted it, like a picture that he dropped of us. It was like a year ago. And I was like, damn, that was our first guest, Mark Vetri. Yeah. Shout out Mark Vetri. I just had brunch at Austria Fiorella. So make sure you go check that out if you're in Vegas.
Yeah. It's fucking food.
Not a bad dish on the whole menu, which I usually like object to because I'm like,
do you try that cinnamon roll?
Yo, does cinnamon? If you don't get the fuck,
it's
you.
The size of your fucking
fuck
face.
You if you don't get that cinnamon, yeah. I only ate half of it and warmed up the next day. It was still fire.
Yeah,
but you know what? I usually piss off about brunch because brunch is like that thing where like, you know, if you read the Anthony Bourdain book, he talks about like you shouldn't brunch, like you should never go to brunch because like you think Saturday night is like the busiest night for a restaurant, so the head chef is working, so he's never going to work brunch, so he's always going to leave like the second or third in command. And like no one's really going to give a fuck because they all work the night before and there's no boss. So they're all like really fucking around. And
then
all the food and shit's all like leftover shit that the kitchen's trying to get rid of because they don't get their order till Monday or Tuesday. So like a lot of the items like for like special on brunch menus, you're not supposed to ever get.
Yeah.
You're never supposed to eat like fish on a brunch menu. But I was always like a big connoisseur of brunch menus because I was always the lunch guy. So when people would go to brunch, I was always like, all right, what can I eat? Because it's already like 11 o'clock. Like I can't eat breakfast. I want to eat lunch.
Yeah.
And I was kind of bummed when I sat down at Fiorella because they didn't really have like a lunch thing. They had some pizzas. So I was like, all right, I'll do breakfast. And it was still fire. I was happy. And I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Usually like, where's the turkey?
Did you try the salmon pizza?
No, but they brought out some smoked trout toast, bro.
Okay.
Bro, I was kind of like asking Amanda because I'm like, you know, I know that like lox is a New York thing.
And maybe- I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm Jewish. I'm supposed to love bagel and lox. Fucking hate it more than anything in the world. And this fucking pizza, salmon lox pizza thing is so fucking
funny. Yeah, I don't really fuck with lox either. And I definitely don't smoke with no trout.
But yeah.
He brought it. They brought it out and they sat on the table and they're like, smoked trout. And I was like, I asked Amanda, I was like, is this like a Philly thing or something? Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I still ate it.
Yeah.
And he Mark Vetried me, man. Mark Vetried me. I bit into it and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, smoked trout sounds so not right. appetizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it tasted like bacon and ham. And it was weird.
Damn.
It fucking tripped me out, bro.
That's awesome.
Mark Vetried me. Did a little touche. Like, look over here.
That's awesome. Before we go, I ran. Someone told me today at work that because Matt and I have a little book club. We haven't read a book in a while, but
oh, bro,
I haven't
read a book in a while.
I heard McConaughey's book is amazing.
Oh yeah,
Green Light or something like that.
Yeah,
so we got to read. Right,
I've heard you great things. Yeah. And same with that Barack Obama book. If you really want to get weird.
What's up with Matty Curls? Do you think he listens to these?
Matty Curls, are you out there?
Are you out there? Give us a call, dude. 1-800 bad
news. We had a Matty Curls up our sleeve. We might drop on you guys.
Yeah. Fuck. I might just drop it.
I might just drop it.
This fucking guy.
You know?
What's up, Matty Curls? Give me a call, man.
First, but we're just going to.
Where are you at?
I need some meat.
Matty Curls. Can you hear us?
I need some meat.
Man, the meat is so good.
I got the meat.
Yeah. Dude, he's been going to this farm. Fucking meat's amazing. Straight up.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't even really fuck with grass fed meat, but it's. This is that's the good cows. You can tell, like, cows now, man. They're mutants.
They're mutants.
It's like horse racing. It's mutants.
Watch Yellowstone. You'll know all about fucking cows.
Yeah, and watch the Reagan documentary on Showtime.
Oh, fuck. The Reagan documentary. That's right. You were telling me about
that. Bro, it's going to blow your mind. You need to watch that tonight.
I'm going to watch Yellowstone.
No, yeah.
I need Yellowstone.
You need to be in the mindset for Reagan.
Abby's bringing fucking El Pollo Loco to the house. I'm fucking making my little tacos.
What is that? Oh, how do you guys do? So I don't understand El Pollo Loco.
Okay.
Before we leave, explain this. How does this work? You guys buy the chicken and you separate it off the bone.
Yeah.
And then you make individual tacos.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know how you do that.
Use your hands. You know, people do that.
Yeah, I don't like getting dirty, but
wash your
hands.
Teach
his own.
Fucking eat the chicken. It's the best shit in the world. It's not that bad for you.
No, it looks great. Like,
by the way, secretly, quietly, El Pollo Loco might have the best burritos like known to man.
Okay, well,
I know you're a burrito guy.
I'm gonna head over there after we do.
You probably won't. Knowing Matt, he's going to In-N-Out. That's what he always does. He always posts after we record. He's in line. One of those guys that just waits in line. Yeah, Josh Videz, my favorite fucking person.
Hey man, I like burgers.
Oh shit, Josh, I forgot to.
Oh, there's a new taco spot that we got to try out too.
Which one?
It's called Taco Stand. It's off of Spring Mountain.
Oh shit! You know what else we talked about that I forgot about? Yeah. It's Kanye, but we don't have to talk about it anymore because that's been like weeks. Kanye. I love myself some Kanye. Oh, you played me that 2 Chainz record. That shit was fire.
2 Chainz goes hard.
And then Griselda.
Griselli, but you know, I guess kind of hurt today. I saw that one of my favorite guy, Westside Gunn, is ending his deal with Shady Records and gonna go independent and see if he can, you know, do it that way. More power to you, go independent if you can, but fuck, that sucks.
A lot of work. Good luck.
You kind of wonder too some like times, like if the label ain't fucking with you like that, maybe there's something up.
There's definitely something up
because that guy's probably still got the Buffalo Kids on him.
Mm.
You know, where you're still in the streets and then you go into these meetings and you're like, damn, that fool still got the streets on him.
Tim and I saw like a straight gang meeting at fucking in Detroit. We were sitting there at some restaurant, like outside of our hotel. These dudes were just in a circle for like 2 hours. It was freezing outside. These dudes were just like yelling and talking and people like, you know, when you fight and da 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 da, yeah, you know, motherfucker, like da da. And Tim's like, damn, look at this.
Just breaking down the rules.
It's like, yeah, it's like straight gang meetings. I was like, I think it's a church group.
Yeah. the Lord's out there just telling everybody.
Dude.
Man, I was in line a couple days ago and some security guard was looking all scary, right? And he's like looking at me, but he was actually looking behind me because there was like a biker gang guy behind me. Uh-huh. I don't know what gang he was riding, but this guy just came up and just like shook this dude's hand and was like super adamant, telling him like, he didn't like say his real name. He said his biker name, you know, and like what like group and chapter and shit he was with and like how much he enjoyed it. And they were just like having this little moment between the two of these guys behind me.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, damn, the security guard didn't look like a biker dude, but the guy behind me was like definitely scary. He just came up and like walked directly to him. The biker guy was like just looking at him like, what's the fuck's the security guard want? And he just stuck out his hand and they just like did a little quick little handshake. I was like, oh shit, some insider shit right there. You guys don't know what just went down, but I know what just went down. Just like the Phoenix Suns throwing up Crip in their latest video.
That's
like,
the craziest shit.
People don't even know. Matt, I used to like watch NFL.
Matt showed me the Suns tonight.
Go to their Instagram feed.
Instagram.
And drop in some new...
The merch is called The Valley.
It's fire.
It's fucking awesome. And they showed all these videos and all these players are straight up fucking throwing Crypt signs up, which was so crazy to me. Yeah, I was like, that's okay.
People in the comments would be like, that's not Crypt, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You can say whatever set you want, but...
Something else that was cool that I saw yesterday is Daniel Arsham. Amazing
Daniel.
Artist. He became the creative director for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Fucking
Dan
amazing.
So smart.
It's amazing, Dan man. Gilbert. Yeah, Dan Gilbert's the truth. But that's it, man. I think we just threw up.
Whatever you didn't get today, you'll maybe get next week.
Yep, we'll get you soon. Appreciate everybody.
Yeah, it's getting cold. Remember, you guys gotta go cop some sweatshirts.
Oh shit, sweatshirt life.
Yeah, sweatshirts. We also got some new hats coming up. So tell us what kind of.
Oh shit, I got Trucker Boy hats coming.
And then fucking Truff just dropped some fucking.
Oh yeah, we just sauce. We launched our pasta sauce.
Two different flavors.
Yep,
I didn't try one of them, but the red one is.
Did you try it?
Yeah, I had it last night.
Toy
with some tortellinis, four cheese.
Toy. I'm waiting for a big package, and I sent them your address today.
I can't really fucks with it because my girlfriend's not a truffle eater, but.
Thanks, Amanda.
I fucks with him. Solo dolo.
Solo dolo.
I'll still rep it for life.
Hey, guys. Go fuck yourselves.
Peace. Peace. Hopefully this one recorded.
Damn.
Hey, yo, bad news. Fuck going on.